Okay. Any other comments or questions? I know we've kind of been all over the page, but those of you who stayed on to the very end, let me give you a little other treat. This will all come out on the, and I'll talk about this next Saturday in the announcement phase. But this will be out on the December kickoff call, which is it December 1st? Yeah, I think the 30th is a Sunday, so it would be December 1st at 6 o'clock p.m. New and improved sports bottle. This is going to be a soft launch. It's not a reintroduction of an existing product. It's just when you order it, you'll say, wow, they improved it. Leak proof. Yes, you heard me. Leak proof. Then it won't leak. The O-ring has been completely overhauled so that when you screw it down, it'll stop and it won't leak. Okay, and better grip. So those of us who have dropped it many times, myself included, our daughters, better grip on the outside. But the most important thing is leak proof. Okay, I'll say it again. That's the fourth time. Because how many of us have ordered a water bottle and we got the two-pack combo of a water bottle / portable shower unit all together? And that's not what we wanted. We didn't want to get wet on the front of ourselves. We wanted to get water.
When are those bottles supposed to come out, Vance?
I think they're rolling out right now. Because did I see a picture of it on the website? And again, I should have taken a look at that. Maybe somebody who's already ordered one in the last week, can tell me. I know that if you order, they have. I'm almost positive. Did I see a different picture of it on the website? I'm trying to go from memory, and I don't have the laptop in front of me, and I apologize. I did not bring it down.
I'm trying now to look.
Yeah, if someone can take a quick peek at it, that would be fantastic. But I want to say they've already introduced them. They're already going.
Where on the website did you see it? Just under if you placed an order?
Yeah, just click on the bottle. Go in the shopping cart and see if it's there. Does it look any different?
It's running slow.
Okay, of course it is. Because high speed is only high speed when you don't want it to be high speed.
I'm looking at a picture of the sports bottle. I can't tell that there's anything new about it, but. Don't know.
It seemed like it had the words Nikan in green on the black band. Or maybe I'm just dreaming.
It has Timag on the black band.
And that's in green, correct?
Correct. Was that not on there before? I didn't notice.
That was not on there before.
Okay.
That was not there. So that's the new. So if it's pictured there. Now, does that mean that those are the ones that they're shipping out? My gut tells me yes, because what Nikan typically does is they will ship any existing product that we have in the warehouse. They will put that in the container and ship it to the other marketing units who are just getting introduced to the bottle, and they will eliminate existing inventory to them so we can get the new stuff. That's what typically happens. Now,
the item number is 13501. I don't know if it used to be 1350 or not.
It's a new item code.
Okay, it's showing a...
Yeah.
13501 and 07 for the six-pack.
Yeah, those are new SKUs, I can tell you that. I do remember hearing Colleen Edwards make mention of that.
Okay.
I want to encourage all of us, going back to what we were talking about earlier, I'll just stop. Is there any other questions, comments? We're at the top of the hour. I'm sorry for taking up more of you guys' time.
I just looked on the 13501 is on the old consultant price list, so it's not a new SKU number.
Oh, it's not a new SKU number.
Not the one that's on there right now. No, it's okay. 13501 matches what's in the price list.
Okay.
It was from May.
So maybe the SKU number didn't change like I thought it did.
Well, bottle looks different, yes, but
yeah.
Your number's the same.
Okay, so it's a brand new bottle, and I haven't ordered one in the last couple weeks. The newest one that we got was from a month ago, so, and it's still, Okay, gang.
Dan?
Yes.
Question for you. Thanks for the great call. Hope everybody has a very happy and blessed and safe Thanksgiving holiday. Do we have a call next Saturday?
Well, that I don't have any problem having a call. I would like to discuss this even more because who needs to wait until January 1st when NECAN officially unveils all this stuff? I would like to brainstorm and say, hey, who's on board? You know, who wants to be part of the game here and get on the playground and have some fun with this? And I could divulge a little bit more about the Team Kaizen qualifications for silvers and above, if you'd like me to. And I would be happy to do that next Saturday because by then, the tryptophan, those of us who are consuming turkey, it should have worn off by Saturday morning. It should have. And all of you know, by the way, and Justine, do you know how to combat the effect? Are you going to do a turkey, Justine?
Am I? Oh, no, yes. I only did one once in my lifetime. That's in my Hawaii. No, my son and daughter-in-law are cooking the turkey, and they cook a delicious turkey.
Oh, okay. So you are going to partake of
it. Oh, yes, I eat turkey.
Oh, okay. Well, you can suggest it, and I learned this from a gentleman years ago, that if you want to combat the effects of the tryptophan,
okay.
And some of you may want to write this down. You may not have to because it's a pretty simple solution. Instead of just as you're cooking the turkey and every hour when you check on it or how often you check on yours, instead of just squirting the basting sauce or ladling it over the top, in that basting sauce, the drippings, if you get it depends on the size and the weight of the bird, but usually 2 tablespoons of crack cocaine will do the trick. You just mix that in with the basting sauce, and that negates the effects of the tryptophan. Okay, we might be able to do that with 10-4. You know, mix that in with the basting sauce, and I'm just kidding. So I've never promoted using illegal drugs or illegal substances. No. That's an old David Letterman joke. So I have to give credit where credit is due. So hope you enjoy that. But yes,
you had gotten a lot younger this morning, Ben.
Yeah, I think it's the it's
because of the people around you.
Yeah, I knew it was bad when and our eldest who's sitting doing more calculus homework last night at 10:30-ish. And I got her earbuds in, listening to whatever she's listening to, and I tapped on the table in front of her, and she pulled her earbud out real quick, and I said, "Good night, kiddo." And she looked at me and said, "You're going to bed already?" And I said, "Yes, it's what we do. It's 10:30. That way I can actually be awake and cognitive at 7 a.m. For good reason. Yes, have a blessed Thanksgiving, everyone. Thank you for being on the line, and special thank you to Phil Hansen for being my completely spontaneous guest and sharing his testimony. And let's have some fun. Let's have some fun with the with everything we've got, and specifically, let's have some fun as we get together, hopefully, with family members next Thursday, and enjoy a little bit of football, if you're into that. I will say, as not a Raiders fan, but I was excited that they finally got, the Oakland Raiders got their first win this week, so instead of being 0-10, they are now 1-9. So, congratulations to the Oakland Raiders for getting a win, and to the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys, and I can't remember the other two teams that'll be playing. Just have a great week, folks.
And hey, Matt, it's Bill here from Winnipeg.
Good morning, Bill. And you're going to ask me when the 10-4 is coming to Canada, right?
No, it's coming soon, apparently. But no, I thought that you might want to put a plug to Rick down there in Austin about his terrible Chicago Bears.
Yeah, that is kind of sad, isn't it?
He threw out all his souvenirs and all his paraphernalia and stuff that he has on the Bears, apparently.
I apologize. I don't like a particular team. I like individual players. I really enjoy players that give it their 100%. There's no such thing as 110% because it's not, you can't do that. But players that give their all and play the game, it is a job, it's a career for them, and you know, they're there to entertain us and obviously to win. So I don't care who the team is. I enjoy watching the players. I do have some favorites. Aaron Rodgers. I like what Mr. Sue of the Detroit Lions has done to rehabilitate himself and overcome his anger issues. And being a fellow Oregonian, he graduated from the same high school that my mother did, Grant High School in Portland. And I wasn't a big fan of his when he was displaying his anger on the field. But now that he seems to have rehabilitated himself, and they're having a very much a winning season. So, anyways, I could go on and on and on pontificating about all these different things, but I won't. So, I think that's it. That's all I've got. And if you've got a specific question, Jerry Adams, I'm going to go into this next week. The qualifications of the new team Kaizen. I won't open up that can of worms right now, but I will definitely go into it next Saturday. So let's let that be our focus. You guys can have questions about this. And you may, in fact, depending on your upline or depending on different sources, you may, in fact, be able to watch some of these videos that Ben Woodward recorded. They're on YouTube now. And by the way, if you haven't seen it on Facebook, you're a friend of Vance and Stacey Rogers, and you're utilizing that aspect of social media. My little ice dancing or ice slipping routine from 8 days ago is now approaching 300,000 views. So, and no, I did not get hurt, and no, I was not wearing the new M-Stride, by the way. Thank you, Gordon Williams, for pointing that out. The shoes I was wearing have the original Japanese mag steps in it, so maybe I wouldn't have slipped had I been wearing the new M-Stride. But if you haven't seen it, go on Facebook. It's there. If you just look at my recent post, and you can watch that video. It's very short. It's only a 12-second clip, and it will be on YouTube soon. Somebody contacted us from YouTube and said, we can license this for you and get it on YouTube if you want us to. So I don't know what that all means, but it's provided great humor and delight for many people. And, it's opening doors of conversations for me, that's for sure.
Vance, I was going to send you a pair of my skates. That was pretty spectacular. I couldn't believe how far you flew, glided. It wasn't very graceful. We have to work on that.
And it was not staged, by the way. If you've got that question of, oh, Vance staged this, that's why Stacey's sitting there. No, it was a preventative video for our children, and especially our four-year-old who was standing right next to us, who kept wanting to go out on the icy driveway, which is very much sloped. And we prohibited her from doing that because I don't want to deal with the fact that we cannot get to the hospital or the emergency room if we're dealing with a cracked skull on a four-year-old because she has slipped on the ice. When you have frozen, freezing rain all over all the roads, and they did not thaw until 2 days later because the temperature never crested up, and we unfortunately don't put salt on our roads here in Oregon. So, call us foolish, call us stupid, but that's why it was a. Stacey said, if you're going to go out on that ice, wait. I'm going to video this because I know where this is going. I know what's going to happen. We had no intention of 200, as of last night when I checked, 288,000 views.
How do we go to view Facebook?
Just go on the Facebook and type in my name, Vance Rogers, and friend me if we're not friends yet. Or you can go on Fox News, the KPTV Portland affiliate of Fox News, and go on their weather site, and it's posted there. Our dear friend Mark Nelson, who's the chief meteorologist, he's the one that grabbed it and reposted it first or second, or I don't know when it was. But over 6,400 people have shared it on their thing, and I thought, this is crazy. But I guess it's funny. It's not funny to me, because it just happened. I just, you know, and yes, I must have added a little more drama to it when I threw the shovel up in the air, but that was to get rid of the shovel, because how many times have I slipped on that driveway and held onto the shovel only to slice my leg or at least my jeans and or injure myself, because you got to get rid of everything. It's a garage sale. Just throw everything out there. And that's all.
Whatever, Vance, there was lots of drama and we enjoyed it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, and there will probably be many more to come.
Well, you were not.
Maybe next time I'll do an ice dancing routine, a choreographed routine with Addie, you know, as we slide down the driveway doing twirls, because I've been told there's much more freezing rain to come, or much more wintry mixed weather. But who knows? So for now, gang, have a great weekend, a great Thanksgiving, those of you who are celebrating. Is it Boxing Day in Canada, Bill? That's coming up?
Boxing Day is the day after Christmas, Vance. It's a big shopping day, too. It's not Black Friday, but Canadians have started to pick up on Black Friday, too, but the sales are just normal, not Black Friday sales.
So I really should learn more about the Canadian holidays and traditions. I really should have.
Considering that the Oregon Territory just about became part of Canada and not the United States, so you were just about Canadian, Matt.
Just about.
That's what I learned down in San Antonio from my visit to the historic site down there.
Mm-hmm. And you are absolutely correct. And so Vance Rogers would have been saying A in Surrey on a regular basis.
On a boat.
We would have still welcomed you, Vance. That's
okay. Hey. And I would have enjoyed it, trust me, thoroughly. But for now, I live in a couple million turbo, as I call them, turbo liberal wackadoos that could in fact keep your fingers crossed that during this recount that we could in fact lead all other states in making a shift to join 64 other countries that already require all food companies to label what they're putting in the food. So
that's another point, and not to keep going on here, but I saw something on Oz this week. It was someone who is exposing the food industry and all that politics, and there is a secret type of sweetener that all the food companies are trying to convert to, and which will be more or less hidden and not labeled. So we're always behind the eight ball when it comes to what that food industry and drug industry is creating for against us.
Mm-hmm.
They want our business.
Yeah, and this is another reason again, and not to continue belaboring the point, but a solution like 10-4 that has 5 grams of pure organic sugar is a fantastic solution against refined or chemicalized sugar. And, you know, that's the other thought, just as another thought, and I keep belaboring these, but if we just look at what NECAN's done in the last couple years, let's just look at two two consumable solutions, the 10-4 and the Vital Balance. One we've had for a little over a month, one we've had for almost 2 years. And there's nothing else out there that we can even compare it to that's close when it comes to the cost and the ingredient listing.
And
yes.
Just a thought. Well, I was at a meeting once some time ago, and somebody from home office, when I told them about my grandchildren being in little nasty things like hot dogs and all these other goofy things, they said, you want to get rid of the nasty? Take extra green time.
You start altering that key code first thing in the morning, as Roger Drummer has taught us, and as Ellen Franklin reminded us a couple weeks ago. You alter that key code first thing in the morning, and putting the J's in, the want or the cravings for those things will start to disappear. Unfortunately, children still have willpower, and they still have choice. So they may choose to do that even though their body is saying you don't want that, but because they think about it that way. And anyways, it's just one of those things, but we get to change it. And that's why I keep thinking, you know, if Nikan, what they've introduced to us in the last couple of years with high caliber, the best that's out there, the way it's formulated, we have the backing to do this and find more solutions like this. And when we start going this direction, we're going to, as I said earlier, develop habit-forming organic consumables that are good for us, that our body craves, and that our body is going to sustain us, and that are going to get us onto the right track. And 10-4 is a perfect solution for that. So,
that's one more thing.
One more thing, Bill.
On Wednesday.
Yes, I caught that call.
But he was also on his own program on the Thursday evening. I don't know if anybody listened to it, but Roger got off on another huge endorsement of Nikan and what we offer, and he transversed into, does discuss Nikan on his call because of all the followers that the Nikan supporters that do listen in. And so everyone can listen to that replay and use it to our advantage.
Bill, do you have the website for that replay?
It's a telephone number, and there is a website. I know Steve can probably support us as to where to find that. I can give a phone number if you want it.
Why don't you give me that phone number for that? I got the one on Wednesday, but I did not catch the one on Thursday.
Every last Thursday of the month, Roger is on. He has his own Ask Roger broadcast, but it was moved up this week because of Thanksgiving. So if you would like that now, or you want me to send it to you?
Nope, I want it now for people listening, and then that's one less thing I have to do.
530-881-1300, and the code to get in, 171-165-pound. Now that is the listen in on the Thursday call. To get the replay, the last four numbers, 1399 instead of 1300 with the same code.
Okay, and I'm gonna
run that recording until his next broadcast, which would be the next Thursday, the last Thursday in December. Now I don't know what's going to happen with Christmas
with
and all
Christmas.
That. It's on till then. There is a website which he does rebroadcast, and they're stored for a while, and I'm not sure that website to listen to all his past calls, but he's had some amazing calls. In the last little while, September reviewed our diet program, and it really worked on our Bergy. It really supports our Bergy and our use of our Bergy. Berg progesterol, for all those others who aren't familiar with the short form.
Yeah, so again, that phone number, it's a Northern California phone number, just trivial information there for you, but I'm going to give it again. It's area code 530 881-1300. And the code is 171-765-POUND.
165-POUND.
165-POUND. So 171-165-POUND?
Correct.
Okay.
And the rate, again, $13.99 instead of $1,300.
Yeah, got it. And same phone number, just changed the last four digits to 1399 instead of 1300. And then use that same code, 171-165-POUND, as the dial-in code for the replay. So last time, since we can't catch the live, what Roger just shared this Thursday, as in 2 days ago, to catch that recording, area code 530-881-1399, and then the code 171-165-POUND. And what I would encourage you as you're driving, because most of us have unlimited minutes on our phone, especially on the weekend, dial it up. Put your earpiece in. Put it on speakerphone. I discovered Wednesday night while I was driving how I could listen to the conference call with Roger Drummer and Colleen Edwards and pipe it into the speaker system in our car. I'd never done that before, and it was very simple to do with the little port thing, and it was wonderful. And so I got to listen to it on the speakers. So anyway, encourage you to do that. Take advantage of different times when you're not doing anything and you're multitasking, you're cooking or you're doing something else or you're driving. And so much better to take advantage of Zig Ziglar's, term, audio university versus listening to the same songs that we've heard a zillion times.
Yeah.
Educate yourself.
Just want to mention that Roger Drummer's Wednesday night call, I did put that on the allswell.org, and it's out on the NIC link. There's a blue down towards the bottom. There's a place for other resources, and the blue section is all about NECAN, and just in the middle of the top row, if you're on a computer or if you're on Google Chrome on your cell phone, and it's at the end, it's just N-I-K, just click on that, go clear to the bottom, and there's the call, and I broke it up into two sections because one's 39 minutes and another one's 27 or 28 minutes. So
what I enjoyed about that call, Steve, is, and I thank you for breaking that up, is because the information was the first 39 minutes worth, and then opening it up for Q&A, which I was laughing because most of the questions were not questions as they were endorsements and praises for the 10-4, especially the first young lady that spoke up and said, "Oh, I don't have a question. I just want to say how great this product is." And there's not that many questions about the 10-4 out there. And by the way, if you didn't hear this already, you can mix it up warm or cold. It makes no difference. You can get it in the body however you want to. You're still going to get the effects. When you mix it up hot with boiling water, it does negate some of the effects of the chlorophyll, but you're still going to get all the benefits of everything else that's in it. And if you didn't hear the recording or if you've not read the benefits of green matcha tea, they're just off the charts as far as the antioxidant value, as far as all the other things that our body needs. It's one of those super, super great foods that the body can utilize and get in there.
The other thing I wanted to mention was that and of course now I forgot it. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that. Anyway, AskRogerDrummer.com is the website. AskRogerDrummer.com. Unfortunately, it's under construction or maintenance mode right now, so they're probably redoing it.
Okay, and I'm going to guess that the phone number for the Thursday call that he usually does the last Thursday of the month is there.
Probably, and I can put it on your website with today's call, so it's
okay. That would be fantastic. Thank you. The reason I'm laughing with you, I'm not laughing at you, Steve, I'm laughing with you, is that we all have these little brain tweaks. People call them brain parts, call it fog, whatever. But we got too many thoughts formulating in our mind all at the same time. If anybody's got a suggestion out there, and you don't have to say it now, how do you curb a 16-year-old who wants to take the 10-4 at 6:30 at night? And I won't let her. Am I being a mean father?
Is it called hot chocolate?
Yeah, that's what she usually does. But now she's wanting to convert over to using the 10-4, and I won't let her because I want her to actually go to bed at night rather than staying up doing calculus. Is she doing calculus now? No, advanced calculus. I don't even understand any of this stuff. Anyways, all right. Probably Steve and Vance are the only two people on the line right now. So, Steve, have a great weekend. Let's go forward, onward and upward, everybody, if you're still
over
on the line.
Over and out, 10-4.
Over and out, 10-4, good buddy. And we will talk soon enough. Yes.
What time was Roger's call on that last Thursday?
It was 5:30 Central. He had to move it up. That's why a lot of people missed it.
So for you, this is...
It would be 6:30.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was going to say. Jane, correct?
Julie.
Oh, I was so close. I was going to go with Julie, but I knew I had a 50-50 shot going, okay, I just need a little bit more, a few more words, and then I can take a guess here. Julie Clark, eventually you're going to meet Jane Buki, and you probably will say, no, Vance, I think you've been smoking some of that 10-4, because I don't think we sound anything alike at all. But I think your sister's from a different mother, or maybe the same, I don't know. But as often as I talk to you, I get Jane and Julie confused on a regular basis. So, yeah, Julie, that would be 6:30 your time, which would probably be pretty good, but that's a little early for us out here on the West Coast, 3:30 in the afternoon. So we'll definitely be catching a recording of that one.
Thank you.
All right, gang. Now we've really gone over time, so have a great rest of the weekend, a great Thanksgiving, and we will talk next Saturday about Team Kaizen and the new qualifications for Silvers and Above and where that's going to go and what that means for all of us. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Vance. God bless.